بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Today is a summary of the fourth night of Tarawih. We are starting from the last quarter of the fourth juz, and we will finish off the fifth juz today inshallah. The surah covered is the first three quarters of the Surah An-Nisa, the women. This surah is closely connected to the surah before, meaning Surah Ali Imran, in concern on an aspect of the period which it was revealed in. The subject matter of this surah, meaning Surah Nisa, it actually deals with the social problems which the Muslim community face immediately after the Battle of Uhud. The principles that have been laid down in the surah have always been regarded as Muslim law and social practice for all Muslims at all time in whatever period or era that Muslim may be. Now, broadly speaking, and broadly if we divide the surah into two, the first section will be dealing with family life in general, meaning the rights of women and orphans, law dealing with inheritance, marriage and family rights generally are also discussed. Number two, you could say that dealing with the larger family, i.e. meaning the community at Medina and those disobedient people who in the larger family, directing to the hypocrites and the Jews. Hence, in the surah, the regulations are set down for both personal life, personal and private law, and those laws and regulations that are laid down for our neighbors and territorial neighbors. The surah begins with an appeal, and what the appeal is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He appeals to the unity of mankind, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that created mankind from one soul, meaning Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Women and orphans have certain rights, and these must always be fulfilled. A great deal of justice must be used in our dealings with them. The genders must honor one another, and family relationships are made and created by marriage, and with marriage children are born. Hence, this leads to the discussion of the laws of inheritance, indicating once more to the fact that justice should be shown in regards to distribution of the wealth of our family. In short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's telling us and instructing us to follow His commandments at all times, while our family members are alive, as well as when they are no longer with us and they pass away. The principle of goodness should be extended at all beings, whether they're bigger than you in age, or they are younger than you, big or small. Certain rights of women deserve mention at this stage. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about the treatment of women. We should not treat them harshly, that you may take away the dowry that you have given to them. except when they have been guilty of loose, of open loose habits. Live with them on the quality of kindness. Be tolerant towards them. So these are the few things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us how we should treat our women folk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that men are the protectors and maintainers of women. In return, a woman must be devoutly obedient and guard her husband's absence what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to guard, i.e. the respect and his property and his reputation. Now after this, the larger family, meaning the neighboring, our neighbors and our territorial neighbors are discussed. The larger family are now being discussed. The Jews are accused of indulging in twisting words to make fun and mockery of the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His magic and His Rasul Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. The hypocrites are also warned, and they have been highlighted for the mischievous actions. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that the only remedy for these people is to make Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam the judge. And they were to accept his decisions with the fullest confidence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, furthermore, He says that do not follow the wrong path, seeing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance has already been sent down. We are not allowed to follow the wrong path. And any evil that a man does, it only affects him and it will backfire on him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Muslims may work in disclosure, or they may tend to hide some actions, and one of the actions that they can hide for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving charity, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people that give charity in secrecy. Allah also mentioned how the only sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive is shirk, i.e. joining parties with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore, He emphasizes on the rights of women. Being just to women and orphans is part of faith. Justice must be practiced even if the verdict is against yourselves or your family members. Allah says, have a firm faith, set aside evil and hypocrisy, speak the truth, and do not hurt others' feelings. All the prophets that came, they only brought the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so do not say, we believe in some of the teachings and we reject the others, the other teachings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to act upon the guidelines set aside by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beautiful religion of Islam. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.